We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 9. Well, by the way, why have you chosen France?
It was a choice between France or New Zealand.
Julia, and so why France?
France won over, as it was going to be nearer our children and our grandchildren. Just because it was near and offered something completely different to what we had been used to.
When you see things on the media and look at all the travel programs, and we have lots of things on the television about living abroad. France is a large country, very beautiful, and I just thought that the way of life and the culture was a good thing for me.
In England, yeah, we have some beautiful countryside, but for us, properties with any sort of land were way, way too expensive for us.
Caroline and her husband.
We love Spain, but it's too hot and dry for growing. And France is just perfect. I mean, in this area, you get the four seasons, which are all beautiful, you know, even winter. The countryside here is really unspoiled. There's so much diversity. The people here have been absolutely lovely. And we love the way of life here, don't we?
Yeah.
France chose itself, really. We came here,
Louisa,
probably 20 years ago, more perhaps, for a family holiday, and rented a gîte and liked it so much that we then bought our own second home, and it's just been somewhere we've come to for all these years.
But it could have been Germany or Spain.
France, I mean, I knew a little of the language, and also basically because it's the closest country. Italy I love Italy and Spain, but they're just that bit further. Here is really accessible. From where we lived in Scotland to where we are here was exactly 1,000 miles door to door, which was just doable with lots of little children.
Actually, my mum and my stepdad brought a house,
Amanda,
over here, and I decided it would be a new opportunity for me and my children to move over here.
Gemma.
What brought us here in the first place was we came on a fishing holiday, not for me, my partner is a keen fisherman. And I worked a very stressful job in England. It was crazy stressful. So the thought of sitting by a lake in a cabin was very desirable at the time. So I came for that reason, for a relaxation. He came to fish. And that's why we came to the Limousin, because the lakes and the fishing was perfect for my partner. And I had lived in France previously for 1 year as a saisonnier in the Alps and also on the coast, which meant that I had a bit of a grip of the language and also studied the language at school. So I was already ahead with the language rather than I would have been in Germany or Spain. I would have had to start from zero. Coming here, I did 6 years at school in French and lived here. So that was a good base for me to build on. It helped.
Because I've spent, when I was a child, spent holidays here.
John.
I've worked here as a young man doing the grape harvest several times. I've come over many, many times at and I speak the language. I find the language easy and nice. I love it. I think it's a beautiful language. And and it's not too far from the UK. So if I want to drive back for something, I can do that. Okay, I can fly as well, but we prefer not to fly if we can avoid it. Those are the reasons. I mean, mostly language, to be perfectly honest, I would think. I speak French tolerably well, and so does Susie. So we, that's why.